Sigurd saves the princess. As Sigurd stood looking down at the body of the monster, a strange and beautiful thing happened. He heard the birds singing in the trees, and suddenly he found that he could understand their language. One said, "Sigurd has killed the terrible dragon. He will have great praise for this deed." Another said, "The treasure house is full of gold. Sigurd may now take it for his own." The third said, "The gold will not bring happiness to him, but Sigurd should wear the helmet and armor which are with the gold." The fourth said, "A beautiful princess lies asleep in a castle. She will not awake until Sigurd comes." The fifth said, "If Sigurd wishes to save the princess, he must go through the wall of fire." Then Sigurd thought, "I will get the helmet and the armor, and I will save the princess." So he followed the track of the dragon, and it led him to the treasure house. There he saw great heaps of gold. Sigurd found there, too, the helmet and the armor which the bird had said he would find. He put them on, for he thought he might need them when he came to pass through the wall of fire. Then he set out to find the sleeping princess. "How shall I find the castle of the princess?" thought Sigurd. But he was not afraid, for his victory over the dragon had made him even more brave. So he rode on and on until suddenly he saw a light in the distance.